Next, we visit a place with a young population, including many immigrants or children of immigrants, the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. It's where we go next in the new boom, our look at the millennial generation. The Great Recession left many young people jobless. And in South Texas, NPR's Hansi Lo Wong found an astounding number still are.
Welcome to Boot Camp for the young and unemployed in McAllen, Texas.
So we're going to go ahead and do this.
Marco Lopez leads a classroom of millennials inside a strip mall near McAllen. In this area, only about half of people between 20 and 24 have a job, according to the Brookings Institution, a Washington, D.C. think tank. In fact, among the 100 largest metro areas in the U.S., McAllen has the lowest employment rate for young millennials, like 20-year-old Dennis Trejo.
Limit cell phone use to designated areas. B.
Trejo reads from a list of tips for job seekers, part of his week of training at this Workforce Solutions Center before he spends a few months working for the local government. It's temporary, but it's also a rare chance, he says, to start building a legitimate career in his hometown.
I've had a lot of opportunities to get affiliated with the gang here or get in with the cartels in Mexico.
Is it easier to join a gang than to get a job?
Yeah, it is.
Trejo says he wants to join law enforcement one day. He finally received his high school diploma this year after dropping out of high school at 17.
I really want to be someone in life because my mom never finished school, my dad never finished school, most of my family, my uncles, never finished school.
Not many people get to graduate from high school. The few that do don't always find themselves fit for college, like they feel like they can't do it.
Misty Miller, who's 20 years old, did graduate from high school and currently attends the University of Texas Pan American, just outside of McAllen. Miller, like the majority of residents here, is Mexican-American. She says family ties keep many millennials in the area, even when job opportunities are scarce.
Most Mexican kids don't leave home until they're married, even if they have a good job or not. It's just being with your family.
Family drew 30-year-old Omo Maldonado back to McAllen, where he now leads monthly talks by local entrepreneurs.
All right, welcome to Tech Tuesdays. How many of you guys is first time here?
Maldonado's first big break in the tech industry came in California, where he worked as a software engineering intern at Google. At that time, he didn't see a future in McAllen.
I was really skeptical and pessimistic about the valley. Like, my rule of thumb was, I need to get out of here as quickly as possible.
That changed after Maldonado came home to help run his mother's marketing company for what was supposed to be a few months. Now, almost 5 years later, he's working to inspire other millennials. Maldonado wants to add technology to sectors like healthcare, government, and tourism that drive the economy here. He says as more local leaders in McAllen retire, he sees opportunities for a new generation.
We can take part in boards, we can be part in legislation, we can be part in a lot of activities.
There is potential here, but not necessarily potential for college students graduating.
22-year-old Leilani De Leon is set to graduate from UT Pan American next year with a marketing degree. She was born and raised in McAllen, but she's ready to relocate for her career.
I am open to going anywhere. If I gotta leave, I gotta leave.
For the area to prosper, millennials who do leave need to eventually come back. That's according to Salvador Contreras, an economics professor at UTPA. He says McAllen's geography, 300 miles away from the nearest major U.S. city, puts the area at a disadvantage.
The area as a whole is depressed. And millennials, along with Generation Xers and so on and so forth, everybody's in the same boat.
Contreras says McAllen's population has grown faster than economic development here. So for now, there aren't enough good-paying jobs to go around. He says highly skilled millennials will be key to helping break this cycle of poverty in the future. UTPA student Misty Miller believes she can play a role now. She plans to stay put after graduation and help the community overcome health issues like high obesity rates.
And I am studying nutrition, so I think I'll be needed here.
And so will other millennials. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.